This is the Football Japan Minute Cast.
I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday, the 6th of February. Later on, we'll be taking a quick look at how Japan's footballers have been affected by the European transfer window. But first, we start with the Olympics and a dramatic disappointment for Takashi Sekizuka's men in the Middle East yesterday evening. Well, hello again, and a 90th minute goal out of nothing condemned the Japanese men's under-23 team to a 2-1 defeat against Syria on Sunday, which sees them relinquish top spot in Group C of the Asian qualifying section for the London Olympic Games this summer. Nominally the away side, despite the game being played in Amman, Jordan due to the current political situation in Syria, Japan were placed onto the back foot after 19 minutes, when goalkeeper Shuichi Gonda let a Mohamed Fares free kick spill through his hands via a slight deflection off the head of Yuya Osako. The Kashima forward, who had only entered the fray moments previously as a replacement for the injured Ryohei Yamazaki, atoned for his unfortunate initial intervention in first half stoppage time, playing the ball through for Kensuke Nagai to squeeze it past Ibrahim Alma and just inside the far post. Osako could have clinched all 3 points for Japan with 10 minutes remaining, but struck a tame shot off balance that Alma was able to push behind for a corner. However, with the match seemingly headed for a draw, Syria defender Ahmed Al-Sali was the surprise hero right at the death, with a speculative looping shot from fully 30 yards. Gonda attempted to block with both hands stretched above his head, but misjudged the flight of the ball and looked back in horror to see it nestle in the net behind him. The setback sees Japan fall behind Syria in the Group C table on goals scored, ahead of their remaining fixtures away to already eliminated Malaysia on the 22nd of February and at home to third-placed Bahrain on the 14th of March. Only the three group winners are guaranteed a ticket to London, with the runners-up being placed into a further round-robin to determine the final qualifier. Elsewhere, the European transfer window closed with Keisuke Honda still a CSKA Moscow player, after his anticipated switch to Serie A side Lazio fell through at the last minute. While conceding that the player had been keen to leave Russia, a poorly kept secret for some time, CSKA were quick to blame the Italians for their insistence on paying the reported €14 million transfer fee in instalments, an accusation rejected by Lazio officials who accused the selling party of playing games. Honda himself was quoted by Goal.com as saying, "It's true that I was looking forward to Italy. All I can say is that this time things didn't work out with Lazio. But there may be an even brighter future in store for me. My goals haven't changed, and I don't intend to change them." One Japan international who was able to put an end to an unhappy spell in Europe was Masahiko Inoha, who joined Vissel Kobe from cash-strapped Croatian side Hajduk Split. The defender had reportedly not received his wages for several weeks and severed ties with the club in mid-January. Meanwhile, German giant Bayern Munich have announced that they will not be taking up their option to complete a permanent deal for Takashi Usami, who is currently on a year-long loan from Gamba Osaka. That's all for today, except for a quick plug for issue 3 of J Soccer Magazine, a quarterly publication about Japanese football in English, which is now on sale via jsoccer.com. Among the list of contents this time is a review by me of the 2011 season in J1. Please do get online and order your copy soon. Okay, that really is it. I'll be back next Monday as ever. Bye for now.